If Jonathan Kreiss Tompkins was an emoji, he'd be the one shrugging his shoulders right now as he prepares for legislative session to begin in Juneau later this month.
Legislative session is probably best summarized, at least right now, as total and complete uncertainty.
With the Fairbanks one-vote lead election still in litigation, with a hearing scheduled for January 4th, and with Representative Gary Knopp leaving the Republican caucus in December to call for a bipartisan caucus, there's still no clear majority organization in the House.
We don't really have any notion of what the House of Representatives is going to look like.
And as for the budget, even more uncertainty. Kreiss Tompkins says he hasn't spent too much time on the preliminary budget Governor Dunleavy released in December because it's likely not close to what his real budget will be. But Kreiss Tompkins is sure of one thing.
Basically, they're in an impossible math problem given everything the governor-elect has sort of promised or pledged on the campaign trail once squared with mathematical reality. So something's going to give. What's going to be in this budget are cuts. My concern is whether they disproportionately affect coastal Alaska.
He says Governor Dunleavy's budget will be marked with austerity. He knows from experience, seeing what then-Senator Mike Dunleavy was focused on as chair of the Senate State Affairs Committee, a responsibility which Kreiss Tompkins held in the House of Representatives.
We have a really cordial relationship. I work with him well personally. We just see the world differently. But basically, when he was in charge of writing the budget for this agency called the Department of Administration, which includes a lot of things, including all public radio funding in Alaska, he zeroed out public radio, zero, goose egg. So this very station would be somewhat imperiled. And he has the complete and total power as governor to line item veto public radio funding in the budget.
He says the budget that came out of that committee could give a better picture of what Dunleavy's budget may ultimately look like.
I think the ferry system is another biggie, potentially public education. There's a couple of services that we really rely on in coastal Alaska that I think a lot of people don't realize get state funding. I think there could be some real pain to the region were there to be line item vetoes there. And it's basically every aspect of our life and economy is directly, indirectly linked to some line item in the state budget, and it's all up for grabs.
Everything except the PFD, which Kreiss Tompkins doesn't think is realistic.
It's only realistic to pay out a $3,000 PFD if we're basically, willing to accept dozens of layoffs in the school and ferry service, worse if this is even possible, than our present ferry service, and not have HPR on Seminole Creek plowed on a regular basis, and which are state roads.
But he's optimistic about some things, even if he's uncertain about others.
I'm excited about the Senate. I'm excited that Senator Stedman's back on finance, and there's a lot of really good people of all parties in the House again these coming 2 years. But outside the budget, there's a lot of sort of meat and potatoes policy issues that are important, and that there's a lot of bipartisan collaboration happening that I'm excited about being a part of and have been a part of. And so that's something I'm looking forward to sort of digging into come January.
Legislative session begins January 15th. Governor-elect Dunleavy is expected to release a new draft of the budget with spending cuts. It will then go to the legislature, and once they've passed it, Dunleavy will have line item veto power. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.